Today's daf is daf nun dalet, and we start from the next Mishnah halacha vav. Anshei irhani dachat. Now it's interesting here. The girsa you have we here just continues by saying yetsu anshei. I mean, it seems to be going on to explain the laws of a anshei irhani dachat. However, what's interesting though is what you have in the Mishnah in the Bible. It says ein lehem chelek l'olam haba. Right, that's inserted in there. We'll discuss that soon. Now, which will make it fit in with this parak, because this is called Israel Meshem Chalek, and these are Chalem Olam, and these people that don't. So it's interesting that the Korban Eidah maintains that position, meaning, and he explains a bit like the Tosfot says, Dinam, if they're not given the punishment that they is normally given to Anshei Nidacha, then if they're given the din, then yes, they're mechalakam. Fine. So in other words, if they're not given the din that supplies the Eir Nidachat. It says yatzu anashim b'nei Belial mikirbecha. So anshei Belial are coming. So we're saying these are banim she'einam olim letchiyat ha'meitim. That's a drash here. That they're in the mechanical and the nida and the nidachim. Okay, so the people that are convinced the city to Avodah Zarah, and those that were convinced have the same din unless they're given the right punishments. Okay, and it says they came out and convinced the people to say come do this particular Avodah Zarah. Now from this passage we're in Dorish a few things. The Mishnah says ha einam neharagim. Meaning the people here in Bala, those who are convincing them to our ear. Because it says in the pasuk, Yeshua from amongst you, must mean that they have to be from the people from that city that were convincing the city themselves to do this Avodah Zarah. Okay? Also, Umatoshevet, and Achiudach Ruba, a majority of the city has to follow, and Achiyadichu HaAnashim, and the Medichim, the people that were convincing the population to this Avodah Zarah, they have to be males. Okay, that is because it says Yetzu Anashim is males. Okay, that's the you'll see a lot of very complicated and restrictive laws of when Eir Nidacha can actually apply, and that's also mirrors, if you like, the case of Ben Tzur Moreh, and that's why in the Bava there's a debate exactly whether it even occurred or not. Okay, but we'll continue with this anyway. It says Yiduchu Anashim. What if it was women that end convening everyone, or Ktanim, or Shuduch Miuta on the small proportion of the city actually followed, or all the people that were convincing, trying to get everyone to this Avodah Zarah actually came from another city. Then we treat all the people that did Avodah Zarah like Yechidim that do Avodah Zarah, and they would be each case treated on its own, and each of them would get skilla. Okay, so it says Tzrichim Shnei Edim Batra L'Kol Echad, but you need importantly each of the people in the city to be warned with Edim. So the guess is going to be very complicated. How do you get a majority of people in the city that you've got here that were warned by two people, like every single one will warn not to do this Avodah Zarah? That's the way the Qumran explains it. The other Mepharshim explains it it's talking about the Medichim, the people that were actually convinced in the city, but he explains it like we're referring to all the occupants. And it says here that therefore they have to get Batei Dinim, because they have to be like multiple Batei Dinim to try all the people of the city, because everything has to be done on one day. So the project would be immense. For this to actually be carried out, I'll just show you here. It says, "Shenema," he said before us. Now, if they said, the person said, "Let's go do Avodah Zarah," mashma, the witnesses have to have heard it. The mira ela, and the statement has to be in front of Edim. Alma must be hatra'a. Lots of Edim, so you could all accept the testimony one day, and all be found guilty one day, because otherwise you've got the issue of being Maneat Adin. We know before that someone's found guilty, you can't delay the execution. To put on the side, then you find out, we do have the calculation of Rav Sidi. And then you have to take the Beit HaMikdash, because the Nidachat is only tried by the Sanhedrin of 71. Okay, so it's quite a project here. It says, b'skila, if individuals, that's the Chomer, and by Yechidim that is, because if individuals does have a desire to punish the skila, and therefore, lificha, therefore, the Kula on that side is Manon Palet, meaning Their property is unaffected. All we do is kill the individual. However, the Rumurubim, we find by Aniridi Dacha, the punishment is, sorry, yeah, Besayif. Sorry, that is Herrick, not Herrick. Lefichach Mamunah. And therefore, all their spoils are, we'll discuss soon, that it's actually, just destroyed. Okay? All the property. And we'll discuss that as when we get to Gemara. Now it says as follows. Anshei Irani Dachat. Ir, it says, well, it has to be Ir and not a Kfar, because it says Anshei Irani Dachat, and Ir and not a Krach. So it can't be a small little village, but it can't be a major city, because it's Irani Dachat. Okay, what's the qualification of a city? Vushtiyeh, give us a change, Mimea Va'adasara, from between 10 and 100 occupants, that's according to Rabbi Meir. 10 is like a Kfar, up to 100, it sounds like, is Ir, above that is a Krach. However, Rabbi says, no. Below Mea, less than 100, is still a Kfar. From Mea until Rubo Shel Shevet, that's an ear. Rubo Shel Shevet, you get to a metropolis or something. That's a Krach. So Gemara now says, Shnaim Shidichu Et HaShnaim, V'oton Shnaim Shidichu Et HaShnaim. What if two people came and convinced two other people? And then those two people went off and started convincing everybody else as well. How do we treat those, let's call the middle individual people? Are they considered part of the city? Or they're considered part of the people who are convincing. It's going to be a nafgamina. Says, Torah. In other words, if they're considered part of the people that were convinced, then that will make up the majority of the city when they're trying to do a calculation. Do we have a sense of an irnidachat? Also, their punishment would be different. They would get, as we said, hereg and not. And not skill and not sound like not that skill, if I'm not mistaken, because the medichin would get the punishment, different punishment. They get skill. Okay, yeah, I was right there. Okay, that's what Korban says. Now it says, Hayu sham gerim toshavim. A ger toshav is a non-Jew who is makabel shevet. Can they be counted to yashlimu l'rov? Can they be counted to bring us up to the majority to either yirin dachat or save this yirin dachat? Do they get counted? Next question, are you sham beibarim? These are all questions left unanswered. Are you sham beibarim shall chayava off? What have we got enclosures of animals, chaya off and dagim? Are they considered part of the property of the city that will be destroyed if it's an Nidachat? Or offshu hu tas limala ma'asara mahu. If you've got a bird that can fly above 10, now the question is that considered a property of the city, even though now it happens to be in a house, for example? So it's inside the house, but it still can fly freely, can escape, and it be hard, and you can't catch it. Do we consider part of the property of the city or not? That has to be destroyed. You have to now trap it to destroy it amongst all the property of the city. These are all questions that kind of left that answer. Let's continue. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamura Sreifa Miskila, Rabbanan Amram Chamura Skila Misreifa. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamur Chenek Mehereg, Rabbanan Amram Chamur Chereg Mechenek. Now, this we've seen before. This is the classic debate between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim regarding what's the most severe of the punishments. So what's interesting here is why we're mentioning it now. The Korban Eda says, it says, Kolomar Mishnatenu must be Shita Rabbi Shimon. So it can be, so Ate can be either Rabbi Shimon or Rabbanan. Because both of them, Skila is more Chamur Misayif. Okay? Bechmira Torah, Bechidim Rubumin. Because in our Mishnah we said, oh, Skila is more Chamur than Hereg, I keep on switching Hereg, Hereg, but it's more Chamur than Hereg. That works according to both Shittot. Because again, it's only the top two that are debated, and the bottom two are debated, but the top two are more Chamur than the bottom two. And Skila is clearly in the top two, according to everybody, and Hereg is in the bottom two, according to everybody. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, isn't a halacha zayin? Sorry, next Mishnah. Hakeh takeh yoshvei ha'ir, ha'hi lefi charev. The Gemara says, hachamer v'gamele. This is like caravans that are coming through the city, if you like. Chamor, the donkey drivers and camel drivers, if you like. They can, interestingly, be counted when you're doing the census in the city. The way the Mishnah gives it over, in order to save the city. They didn't part of Avodah Zarah, so they can swing it to the majority, if you like, so this doesn't give a status of Yirin Dachat, such that those who were involved in Avodah Zarah, okay, fine, they'll be judged on their own, they'll receive their own punishment, you don't have to destroy the entire city. Okay? But interestingly, here, the Korban Eda says also works the other way too. That they can be considered to swing at the majority in the negative, but however, the Mishnah just was looking at the Azchut HaKamahada, was looking at like the positive side rather than the negative. Okay, next. Hacharem elta ve'et kol asher ba ve'et be'emta lefi charev. So everything going to be destroyed. Michan amru nichasei tzadikim shepatocha ovdin v'shebechutz ala pleitim. From here, the pasuk that it says v'kol asher ba, we're saying here, is come to say that even the property of the tzadikim that weren't killed, their property that happens to be inside the city at the time would also be destroyed amongst everything in the city. If they had our property outside the city, okay, that's fine. That's pleitim. However, Shereshaim, on the other hand, no, Shereshaim, all their property, whether it's inside or outside, has to be destroyed amongst the part of the Yoni Dachat. That's a Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara now. Hakata Gavosh Fe'ayir Leficharet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Be'emta, meaning it's the Pasuk itself, just be careful, it says, Hakata Gavosh Fe'ayir Ayir Leficharet, Hacharem Otah Be'et Kol Asher Ba, Be'et Be'emta Leficharet. Also, its animals. What if say its animals? Bemta, meaning, but not lo bechorot v'lo maasrot shebetocha. Korban Eder says that even if you've got bechor and maasrot, meaning maasrot behema, that even if it's a baal mum, has a blemish, so in that case, it's considered the property owners, meaning they have to redeem it, etc. Nonetheless, actually, they don't have to redeem it, sorry. My mistake, we're talking bechor and maaser. My mistake, then no redemption, right? Once it's got a mum, it doesn't have to offer to the korban. Okay, it can be enjoyed by the owners. So umaser the kamar Rabbi Shimon haynu maser behema v'achim abemta mishenechal ba'alim b'torat behemto. Only those that are eaten to the owners b'torat behemto be considered like their own animals. Yet so elu excluding those she'ein lahem shem elu sheyesh lahem shem levoy, that they've got another name, meaning this is a maser ba'al mum or v'chor ma'al mum. They're not considered just a regular animal. She'ein lahem b'torat behemta. They're not consumed. If like a regular animal, she'ein omrim behemat yirni dachat ela behemat b'chor or maser she'lin dachat, because they're considered the b'chor of an yirni dachat or maser of an dachat, therefore they're not considered, they have to be like destroyed amongst everybody, all the cities, all the property of the city. Similarly, shlala it spoils, that would exclude lo kesef hekdesh for maser she'ni b'tucha, not the property of hekdesh, let alone belong to the city, and not maser she'ni either. Okay, because those things have to be taken to shalayim. Therefore, it's not considered the shalal. Now, Rabbi Yosef Menchanya says, "By se'ar hatzidkaniot shebetuchol mahu." Now, this is a really interesting discussion here. Exactly what we're talking about. If all the property of the tzaddikim that are in the city have to be destroyed, what about the se'ar, the hair of the women, the righteous women in the city? They're not going to be killed. What about their hair? Now, what are we talking about? Well, it seems to be according to the Bnei Moshe, this is talking about the sheitels, for example. Okay. Interesting, the commentator doesn't say that. The commentator says if they had very long hair, such that it would be the extension of that hair could be cut to make other like wigs and things like that. That's the question of the Gemara. Very interesting. That's already considered proper. That's what the question's about, at least. But nonetheless, the Gemara says, in whichever way you want to explain it, that's it goes with them. Yishmin hada Rabbi Shimon Omer beem tavlo bechorot umas umasor shapotucha. Shalal or kesef hekdesh or maaser sheni betucha. In other words, our drushes we just did to show that even though there's property that belongs to the people of the city, nonetheless, not all property that belongs to the city is actually destroyed amongst the city. A bechor ba'mum, maaser ba'mum, even though they consider mamash the property of the people that lived in the city, or hekdesh or maaser sheni have to be taken to Yerushalayim. Nonetheless, so therefore you see that not everything, if you like, is included. Not everything entirely has to be destroyed, and we're somehow in the ma'et, it would exclude the hair or the sheitel of this hair or sheitel built in parish of the righteous women in that city that will be saved. Okay? Because it's attached to her, she goes out with it, or I'm not sure how the Pnei Moshe explains it here, but somehow it doesn't seem to encompass everything. It's not considered shalala here. Okay, let's continue. Konshe irani dachat. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ein mo'alim b'hem." Rabbi Shimon Lakish says, "Mo'alim b'hem." This is an interesting debate here. So the kodesh nerdachat, meaning now we're talking about korban itself. It's tmim, not with a balmul. Okay, and they're fit for the mizbeach. It says the first opinion is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that they are ein mo'alim b'hem. Mila doesn't apply to them. Why? Importantly, read the korban edit. It says, "Delamita azli." They have to be left to die. Kimet she'ein b'hem lehekdesh klum lo she'ach b'hem mila. So the korban is fit for, or an animal, sorry, for hekdesh, that's fit for offering. And it can't be offered, we'll explain what. Therefore, nothing you can do with it, it has to be left to die, so there's no isur mila. However, Reb Shimon Lakach says, no, molim b'hem. Why molim b'hem? Because he's of the opinion, Dori in Achistev, he's got to leave, this animal will graze until it develops a mum. And then and the money that was used to redeem it after it was dealt among would be Yiplun, you know, that chest we said in the base of Mikdash that used to fund the Korbanot Olah, the Lakaitza Mizbeach. Okay, so therefore the Surah of Ilmila still applies. So Maitifs, which is the Gersa around here, Resh Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Al Dat HaKohen to you, that it's Eimolim Bahem, that then Ilmila doesn't apply. Why? Because you're saying this animal has to be locked up and left to die. Then we've just found the sixth Chatat Metah. If you remember, there were Chamesh Chatot Metot. There were five cases of a Chatat where it has to be locked up and left to die. But we've just now found a sixth one, according to what you're saying. What would the sixth one be? Well, this situation, a Chatat from Yerni Dachat, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. According to you, it has to be locked up and left to die. So it needs to have Chamesh Chatot Metot. So therefore, I must be right. You simply develop a mum and then it can be redeemed, etc. And the money goes to the Kaitzim Mizbeach. So Amar Lei, no, Shechina Filo Ola Bada Meta. He says, no, the reason why it's not mentioned on the sixth is because this din applies to all korbanot in the city, even the olah. So there, and then the whole chamech chatot method is something that exclusively applies to chatot offerings. Okay, fine. Let's go now. Amud Bet. Rav Hillel says b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Ma'olim ba'em mishum kodshei mishumad. Now kodshei mishumad. Just to explain here. Asher korban eda. Ma'olim ba'em. It says af agav the metu lo ye ela kodshei mumar she'ein nikravim. That it should be considered like a korban of a mumar. Umamar means an apostate, someone who's, and that situation that the Isur Milah still applies. So that's what Rabbi Shimon Lakish is saying, just treat it like a kodesh mumar, that Isur Milah still applies to it. So the question is, if that's the case, but by afilu metu means even if the mushumar dies, that's what we're talking about. I think metu is them, right? It says the gemara then has to be kavu. If that's the case, if it's a kedusha, why don't you offer it as a korban then? And the Gemara answers, no, Hashem Zevach Hashem Zovah, that it's abomination to offer the korban from a Rasha. That's why it can't be. That's why according to Rishim Lakish, you wait till develop some mum, redeem it, etc. The money goes to Kaisa Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Rebukva, Af Basu Ufahadi Balgum. Also, we find a similar debate, similar in the sense we're talking about something that has interest to Anah associated with it, between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's not really in terms of the core of the debates the same here, but at least we're talking about Yisrael now. That's what the Korban explains it. And these debates we've seen. Shor shehu yotzei lisakel. Let's say a shor niskal. Someone testified that this ox killed an individual, and they've been deemed that this, the case of shor niskal has to be killed. And you know, this is Yisrael now. That's the sort of section to it. And then it's found that nimtzu edev zomemim, and then we find that the edim was zomemim. So really, this ox was innocent. So we say, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, kol ha-kodem zachah behem. Anyone can grab it. Why? Because the owner is miyayish from it. Right? He gave up hope completely, so therefore it's effectively hefker. So that anyone who grabs it, once we find out that they're Edom Zom, you can take it. However, Rabbi Shimon Malachi says, Yush shel ta'utu. It's a case of Yush shel ta'utu. It was a mistaken Yush, so therefore it's not considered hefker. Let's continue. And the Eved, also Eved, Shehu Yotzei Le'areg, someone's servant was taken out to be killed, and was found in Ein Sof Edom Zom, and we say the same type of thing once again. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Zachar La'atzmo, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Eved himself, Zachar La'atzmo, meaning he goes free, because he's Zocher on himself, because he was made Hefker, if you like. However, Rabbi Shimon Malachi, once again, it's Yehush Shel Ta'ut. Okay, fine. We saw this piece in the past. Now this is Halacha Chet. It has to be taken in all the spoils to the city, not spoils, all the property of the city to the city square. It says, what if the city doesn't have one? Or sinla, we create one. Or sinla rachov. What if the rachovah was chutzal la, outside the city? Then your kontinuta was sort of constructed in a way that now becomes part of the city. Everything has to be, in all the dinner and the dacha to occur, has to be into the city square, all the spoils. You burn the city and all the shalal. That says shalal, it's shalal and not shalal shamayim, which we discussed just in the brighter after in the previous just after the previous Mishnah. And mikan she'amru hektesh shot shabatocha yipadu. When it comes to hektesh, you've got to redeem it. Truma, when it comes to truma, they are left to rot. You can't destroy it. V'kitfei kodesh yiganzu. Those things you have to put into geniza. You have to sort of put it away. Okay, but they're not burnt along with the city. Now the Gemara says, "Klila Hashem Elokecha." Has to be. What's that mean? The Gemara says, "It's interesting. There's a lashon of Kalil, like a you see what the Gemara Mishnah does." Amar Rabbi Shimon, imata oseh din ba'ir anidach. If you do that din, ma'ali ani alecha. I'll treat considered as if ki ilu ata ma'ale ola Kalil. Same lashon of Kalil here, like a fully burnt offering. Allah as a fully burnt offering. It'll be like an offering to me. In other words, it's a good thing you're doing this. Okay. Fine. Kalil says, Vayatel Olam, it should be a tell is like a mound or forever. What's that mean? Sorry, passage continues. You can't use that space at all. Afilu even for Pardasim, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Clearly, you can't use it for any agricultural purposes even. It's completely left to waste it. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo tevel kumotcha, that means just for dwelling in. Mochaita, ainon nimet aval, you can nasit, he ganot a pardasim. You can use it for other purposes, that land, that space. And veloi bag bachamu umar min acherem, nothing should be attached to you from the spoils. It says, leman yashuv Hashem achonapo. And in other words, it says, "Kol zman sharashim ba'olam, there's charonah ba'olam," because it says when you do the city, it's in order to remove the charonah for Hashem. So when you destroy the city, Abdurashim and Olam, Nistalek Harov, and that's going to remove the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world. That's the Mishnah. Let's now learn the Gemara. Ekol Ashlat Tikbots. So Amrav Shimon, Kal v'chomer Adadvrim. Im ma im nechasim she'ein bahem dat. Lo l'tova v'lo l'ra. Ba'al de shegamu l'tzadigim l'adur im rasha'im amra tori shisrofu. Or shisrofu. So when it comes, he says, we've got a kal v'chomer here. This is what Rabbi Shimon says, beautifully. He says, property itself, money, that has no dat whatsoever. It has no choice, no free will. It's just inanimate objects. And they cause the tzaddik to come and live with the rasha'im. He's not killed amongst them, but he wanted to live amongst there because of the money, the property, and the fancy cars, whatever it is in that location. That has to be destroyed. If someone, meaning a bar dat, not an inanimate object, convinces and pushes his friend in a direction that is not good, he should also be what? Doesn't say. Korbanet says chayiv mitar as well. So just the property of Eredach is destroyed because of its influence on the tzaddik. So to a bad influence on someone should also meet a similar end. The Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, mochiach b'davar, b'lot, we find b'lot as well. Shelo yashav b'stom, why did Lot go to Stom? He said it quite clearly in the Pesukim. It was a beautiful, fertile area. Elin imenei momonom, because of the money. Ap hu yatzah, he went out, v'yadav roshoh, hands on his head like this, like oivei type of thing. Hado, the Chivit says, Maheri Malek, get out of here. Shema, Milim Shama, sorry, Dayecha Sha'at Memalet Nafshecha. It should be enough for you that you are leaving with your soul, meaning because he was mitmama, he was hesitating. Malachi says, get out of here quickly. Like, just leave it all money behind. Because even the money at the last moment was something that made him hesitate. Okay, let's continue. Tiv, Ve'amav Banachiel. Now, this, we've seen this piece not so long ago in this Perek. And that was a few days ago. But it says, "Ketiv v'yamav banachiel beit ha'eli et Yericho." If you remember, beit El and also Yericho. And it says, "Chiel min," it says, "min Yehoshaphat." If you remember, he was from a different Malchut. He was from Malch Yehuda. So why is association in the times of we said Achav that he that we're associating? It was the Bei Achav. He went and built Yericho. It says, "Ela melamed shemegaldin chova al yedei chayav." Again, he says his confidence was because he was the Sar Tzava of Achav. Okay, that's why he had the confidence to go and build a city against the Tzivui of, to get the Klala of Yehoshua not to build it. And it's actually interesting because if you remember as well, just to add a point here, it was that his hesitation with the Klala applied was because, if you remember the dialogue between Eliyahu and Ahab, was Ahab says, well, Yeshua's Klala doesn't apply now because Moshe Rabbeinu's Klala doesn't apply. I'm doing all manners of Elazar and everything's fertile. That's what triggered, if you remember, Eliyahu would come and say, no more. Okay? V'chein Omer, Ba'avram b'chor yisada u'b'sogov tziro hitziv. No, it's Bechor lo yalo me'ein lilmod, however, Besukov Rasha yalo me'ein lilmod. Again, this is referring to Ba'abiram, if you remember. This is because, why did the Korbanet, I didn't explain this as much last time, but it's in Pasuk says, Abraham is oldest, that's where with the death of that is, he did the foundations, and with his Segov, he's younger, it sounds like he did the doors, but we know he's younger. What's the chap? So he said, "Matol Masogov Tziro." Korbanet says, "Achikam Avram Bechor Lo Ayalo Lilmod." Maybe the course of Yeshua only applied to that generation. V'dayek was medayek that he came to the conclusion Moshe, because the curse of Moshe didn't apply to Achav. Elavada was only applied to one generation alone. But his younger son, he should have learned, because he saw already partially the klala of Yeshua being applied. Lachen amar tzi'ir sha'amitmotet, you know, he said tzi'ir sha'amitmotet v'olech, that he was already declining, and he should have learned from that. The Gemara says, okay, the Gemara says, Kalil la'Hashem Elokecha, lo'id bakbecha, this is the psukim. This is two different psukim. One, if you like, following the other. It says, this is from the Eridachat. It says, so what's the Gemara doing? This Tanri Bishua ben Elazar says, Omer, v'lo ota banu, ela ir acheret banu. When it came to building Yericho, it wasn't the same Yericho. What did he do? He built another city and called it Yericho. Which seems to me that according to this understanding, that, oh, it's not to me, it seems to me, the commentator says, it says, if you think it was Yeshua, if you think he rebuilt the original Yericho, Ech daru ba Yisrael, how did Am Yisrael live in that city? Hadina kedin ir nidachat she'asu livnoto le'olam. So in other words, what we're trying to say, according to the first opinion is he the whole case with Chiel was he built another city called Yericho, because then people end up living there. Because if it was the original Yericho that was considered like ir nidachat, and no one could ever live there, so how do people continue living there? So that's why it was a different one. However, then it says, Machash nivne mutar tal at leshevba. The justification to show you here is Mechashin. He says, no. They built the original Yericho, but he built the original Yericho. Don't have the question how they live in there. The whole thing of Yeshua was not to build it. Once it was built, then mutar lishevba. Which is interesting. He sort of switches mid-sentence the flow of the flow of the Gemara according to the Korban Eda. Anyway, but it says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch Omer Mata v'lo mal bana et ir hazot et Yericho hazot et Yericho. It says Ela shlo yibana ir acheret v'yikrash ma Yericho v'yikrash or Yericho v'yikrash ma ir acheret. That the flaw of the Gemara seems to be, without the explanation of Korban Eda, that he's simply coming to explain the first opinion that the Yeshua's thing was you're not allowed to either call it. Yeah, city Yericho, or build the original city of Yericho. Either all that was enough. However, it's actually the Korban Eda continues with this explanation. This is already the second pshat that is specifically Yericho itself. It says Kolomar shelo lelamed gazar al mishabana ira cheret v'ikrashma Yericho ela davka mishabone ira zovagrotar. Again, it must have a somewhat different reading. V'chen Omer it says lo tesifun lashuv v'derech hazeh. This is another example of the Torah being, if you like, specific, very, very precise in its, and not to extrapolate further. Like we're just saying, this opinion is specifically Yericho itself, the city named Yericho, exactly that's what we're talking about. Not another city and changing a name, changing Yericho, or its city and a different name. Why? Because it says, this is going back to Mitzrayim. Odd in that's odd. What's it meant? It says Lashuv specific once again is Lishiva in Atachozer. Avachozer, you can't go there. Lischor forbids a parkimat. If there's a war, you're allowed to go there, right? So in other words, it's specifically a Yeshuv. That's again like if you like the flow of the Gemara according to the Korban Eda. Even though it felt a bit stilted as we went along the way, that's kind of how it works. Now, it's actually interesting here is that I saw a footnote in the art scroll. I didn't go into much detail in it, but this whole question of if Yericho is rebuilt, if the issue is simply just building it, but once it's built, that was the bad thing. Once it's built, you can yoshevba and is does have dachat or not? Can you get hana from it? Comes all the halachic questions about taking a lulav and etrog from such a from their growing grown in Yericho. That's like a practical modern question, if you like, even where that's allowed. Okay, anyway, hadranach perak kol Israel, dranach perak Israel, dranach kol perak Israel. Okay, the Elohen and Nechnakim. Now let's go and talk about Chenek. So it says, who gets Chenek? Amake aviv ve'imo, someone who hits his father or mother and causes them to bleed. Ve'gonev nefesh, someone who kidnaps. Ve'zaken mamre, alpi beit din. This refers to, this is again, there was a psak from the Sanhedrin, and he seems to be ruling against it. We'll discuss the details. Ve'navi sheker, a false prophet. Ve'nevesh avara, someone who prophesies in the name of an avodah zarah. Ve'abal eshet ish, someone has a relationship with eshet ish. Ve'zoma mei bat kohen or bala, someone who testified falsely about a kohen who had an affair, and the person who had an affair with her, that is chenek, even though she gets, if you remember that sreifa. Hamakeh aviv ve'imo. Now we're going, again, this is the same style we have in Mishnah. Someone's give us like a table of context, and it's mefaret. So the first one is hamakeh aviv ve'imo. Let's explain. Said hamakeh aviv ve'imo enochayv anchi unless he actually causes a wound. We find this is a chumrah by someone, the prohibition of cursing one's parents and striking one's parents. Someone who curses their parents, even after death. However, if someone strikes their parents, they would be patur. Okay, because it causes bleed. It's not, again, while they're alive. Seder, we will stop a line early because we'll start the Gemara fresh next year. Seder, call to.